Good morning, church. I'm grateful for the opportunity to share with you on what I feel is the most important part of our worship service, communion. And by the way, let me just make a clarification. Jim and I did not talk beforehand about what we're going to be speaking. He's in his introduction and me on communion, but you'll see the connection. Today I have 2 points and only 10 minutes, so let's get to it. Turn your Bibles to Romans 6:22. Romans 6:22 says, "But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life." The first point is, freedom is not free. Tomorrow we celebrate a very special holiday, a very special federal holiday, and perhaps one with the most significant to many of us, Memorial Day. If you serve in the armed forces, would you please stand and be recognized? If you're a family member of someone who served or is serving, please stand and be recognized. Thank you. These men and women, those who serve in the military, sign a document pledging to put their lives at risk so we can have security and safety and protection. Tomorrow, even though our society celebrated that Memorial Day as an opportunity to open all neighborhood pools, the official start of the barbecuing season, and to put some cars for sale, some furniture for sale, a big sale going on this weekend, right? But the real meaning of the holiday is to memorialize those that had given the ultimate sacrifice while wearing the military uniform for what they believe was the pursuit of freedom, safety, and peace. Let me show you a short video of someone that gave the ultimate sacrifice and has been recognized for it. Private First Class Ralph Henry Johnson.
Ralph was born in the city of Charleston. As a little boy, we would go to the Lincoln Theater, and we came out of the Lincoln, and Ralph saw 3 Marines, and he pulled my hand. He says, "You know what?" He said, "One day I'm gonna wear that uniform."
When a grenade comes in, you either grab it and throw it, you jump on it, or you run. That's all you got chances to do. A lot of grenades came in, but one came right next to me, and Johnson jumped on it and covered it and saved my life.
It was his will, and it was God's will.
What does sacrifice mean to me? Well, it's life for me, because if he hadn't done it, we wouldn't be having this conversation. So he gave me my life. So I guess I've dedicated my life to trying to go all over the world, the Marine bases, the Army bases, Air Force bases. And I just thank young people for giving what it takes for our freedom and our way of life. And I owe him my life.
The Medal of Honor is the highest medal you can receive. And to me, Ralph had deserved that because he was such a giving person. When you give your life in the way that he did, I mean, what more could you ask?
I'm glad that a ship's going to be named after him, and a hospital's been named after him, a street's been named after him. He deserves it.
Our Navy, our nation honors one of our own, naming its newest destroyer, the USS Ralph Johnson, named for a young Marine who did not hesitate to give his own life to save the lives of his fellow Marines.
He died at the young age of 19. That's the age of my youngest son. He will have turned 70 years old this past January. And you know what? He just reacted to the situation. He could have taken the grenade, like some of you guys have seen in the movie, and it's true. Take the grenade, throw it back where it came from. He could have just jumped out of the hole and saved his own life. But no, he reacted in a selfless manner to protect others and save the life of not only the soldier that you saw there with no eye, and you notice that he had no hand, no arm, but also of the others that were in that hole that night. Now, the VA hospital is named after him. The Charleston VA Hospital in South Carolina is named the Ralph S. Johnson, H. Johnson VA Medical Center. And this destroyer was just commissioned last year after his name. The American people recognizes and appreciate sacrifices like this. But at this moment, we want to recognize and show appreciation for a very special person who also sacrificed his life. But he did not sacrifice it for a few. His life was a sinless life. He taught us the way to God and how to live holy lives. He knew he was going to die the most painful and gruesome type of death of that time, crucifixion. He had a chance to bail out, but he didn't, because he loved us and he continues to love us. Through his sacrifice, we can be free of sin and have a chance to security, have a chance to a relationship with God, our Father. So freedom of a nation, of its oppressors, violence, chaos, lack of security, and the freedom of sin. People is not free. It requires sacrifice. Amen. My second point is, what's the price of heaven? My wife will laugh about this, and my in-laws are here visiting from Puerto Rico. But I've been hooked with Mark Anthony's songs lately. You know, the Puerto Rican salsa singer who married Jennifer Lopez. Well, he's got a song that is titled, What's the Price of Heaven? Don't worry, I'm not going to go in salsa. I'm not going to go in and sing salsa today. But let me read some of the lyrics. I translated from Spanish to English. It said, what's the price of heaven? Someone tell me. Because besides giving you love, I want to give you the blue of the days. What's the price of heaven? Someone tell me. I pay with my soul without fearing anything. I give you my life. Well, Mark, I can tell you what's the price of heaven. It's Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. That's the price of heaven. It's believing in him, repenting of your sins, of your old ways, then through baptism, following Jesus with all your heart and all your soul. Freedom is not free, and the price of heaven is Jesus on the cross. Let's pray. God, you're an amazing God, and as we remember those that give the ultimate sacrifice for what they believe, it doesn't matter politics or governments or whatever, they believe that what they were doing was right, to serve the country, to seek peace, to bring protection to our shores. Let us remember today and every day about the biggest sacrifice that was in the history of the world, the sacrifice of your only son, sinless son, who lived a holy life that we can follow. And by his sacrifice on the cross, we have an opportunity to be with you, to have a relationship with you, and to get eternal life. As we take this bread that represents his body, and we drink this juice that represents his blood, let's remember how we go through our lives and your sacrifice, and make sure that it's not in vain. Everything we pray in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.